The audio presentation you're about to hear was done on behalf of the Vision Australia Library and makes reference to the Vision Australia Library Service audio DAISY CDs and also the Vision Australia iAccess Download Service for obtaining audio DAISY and text-based DAISY content such as the newspapers. However, what it's really referring to is having these DAISY books on your hard drive, USB stick, etc., in folders. So if that said, you should be able to follow along quite nicely on your own system if you want to transfer DAISY books that are in folders over to the Read2Go application on your iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad. Of course, keeping in mind that during the demonstration, I do actually say that the folders need to be zipped up or archived into one file to transfer the content over. So with that, please feel free to sit back and listen to the audio demonstration on transferring DAISY books over to Read2Go using iTunes in Windows.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of transferring a DAISY book from your Windows laptop using iTunes over to your iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad using Read2Go, the DAISY player from Bookshare, to listen to your DAISY books on your iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad. And I should just say at the beginning that you don't need to be a Bookshare member to actually use the Read2Go application to read non-copyrighted DAISY books that you obtain from the Vision Australia Library or iAccess service as a library member of Vision Australia. So let me first of all say that I've currently got my Windows laptop turned on, my screen reader is running, I've got my iPhone 4S in this case plugged into my computer via the USB cable. And I've also downloaded the two DAISY books that we'll be working with. One's text DAISY and one's audio DAISY. The newspaper being the text and the book being the audio DAISY versions. I've already downloaded them to a directory on my C drive in this case, and that I've called that particular folder called DAISY. And my DAISY books are underneath that folder at the moment. So I'm actually not using the default Vision Australia folder that you'll find normally on your desktop when you use the iAccess service. So slightly different, but the whole transfer process will be exactly the same, and other things that we need to do will also be exactly the same. So let's go and access those two DAISY books first, because we need to do something to them to be able to transfer them across to the iPhone. So I'm going to do Windows M to get to my desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, i-access, downloader, demo.
And I'm actually going to access my folder by just using the Windows run command. Type in the folder name and press enter. Now, if you actually had the Vision Australia folder on your desktop, as I do, you can just type in V like this.
V, Vision Australia downloads.
And press enter, and that would actually open up the appropriate folder. I use a separate folder mainly because I'm actually accessing both the Vision Australia CDs that I copy across to my DAISY folder and also the iAccess service. So that's why I particularly use my own folder to organise things a bit better. So in my case, let me do Windows R for run.
Windows R, run dialog.
I type in the path for the folder, so that's
C:\DAISY.
Enter.
C:\DAISY. Folder view, list view. Not selected. Enders game file folder 8/11/2011.
Okay, so I've got Enders game. That's a folder which contains items in it that make up the whole DAISY book. And pressing down arrow.
Folder view, list view. The Sydney Morning Herald. -8-11-2011 file folder 8/11.
Okay, that's the Sydney Morning Herald. That's the newspaper. Again, it's in a folder. And it's got lots of items in there that make up the whole newspaper or the DAISY book. Now, when you transfer items over to your iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad using iTunes, the Read2Go application will only accept a archived or zipped file that contains the whole DAISY book. So in this case, the Enders Game book or the Sydney Morning Herald newspaper. So let's start with the audiobook first. I'm going to press the up arrow.
Enders game.
And it'll bring up my context menu, and you can press your applications key for that, or I like using Shift F10, function key 10.
Shift F10, context menu to navigate. Press.
And I'm going to press down arrow to get down to send to submenu.
Explore X. Search ... sharing and security ... shared folders in send to submenu N.
Okay, that's the one that I want. I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Bluetooth submenu B.
And I'm going to press down until we get compress or zip.
Bookport D. Compressed left parent zip right parent folder C.
Okay, compressed zip folder. So I'm actually going to compress what I'm currently highlighted in my folder, which is the endgame folder. Pressing enter.
Enter to navigate. Press left or right arrow. Leaving menu bar. C:\\daisy. Folder view list view. Enters game file folder 8/11/2011/11:49 a.m. 1 of 2. Folder view list view. Enters game file folder 8/11/2011/11:49 a.m. 1 of 2. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Compressing ... dialog. SM0010.mp3 10 seconds remaining. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. 45%. 65%. 70%, 83%, 100%. C:\\daisy. Folder view list view. Enters game file folder 8/11/2011/11:49 a.m. 1 of 3. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
And as you can tell after all that, we've now got three items in there. Now, I could have just pressed the control key to silence the voice while it was doing that, but I thought it was handy for you to listen to it compressing the folder. So if I press the down arrow key,
the Sydney Morning Herald
-8-1
enters game.zip.
Okay, there's the endersgame.zip file, which contains that whole folder now that contains all the items for the Daisy book. So let's do the same thing for the Sydney Morning Herald. So I'm going to press up arrow.
The Sydney Morning Herald -8-11-2011.
And let's create a zip file for this one as well. So Shift F10 or applications key.
Shift F10, context.
Down arrow to send to.
Explore X. Search sharing and secure. Shared folder. Send to submenu N.
The send to submenu. Pressing enter.
Enter. Bluetooth submenu.
Down to compressed.
Bookport. Compressed left parent zip right parent folder.
And
C.
Pressing enter to now compress or zip the Sydney Morning Herald folder to give us that one file again.
Enter N. Leaving menus. C:\\daisy. Folder view list view. The Sydney Morning Herald -8-11-2011 file folder 8/11/2011/11:49 a.m. 2 of 3. Folder view list view. The Sydney Morning Herald -8-11-2011 file folder 8/11/2011/11:49 a.m. 2 of 3. To move to items, use the arrow keys. 47%. Compressing ... dialog 10290-0098-D3.smil 10 seconds remaining. Cancel button to activate. Press spacebar. C:\\daisy. Folder view list view. The Sydney Morning Herald -8-11-2011 file folder 8/11/2011/11:49 a.m. 2 of 4. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, so we've now got four items. So if I press my down arrow.
Enters game.zip. The Sydney Morning Herald -8-11-2011.zip.
Okay, so we've got two zip files now. We've got the Ender's Game zip file, and we've got the Sydney Morning Herald zip file. And they're the two items that are now archived that we're going to transfer over to Read2Go to read those Daisy items on our iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. So let's just be nice and tidy, and I'm just going to close that folder by doing Alt-F4.
Alt-F4.
And let's go and run iTunes. So I'm actually just going to press Windows M. I don't know, Windows key, and press M for minimize to go to my desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Vision Australia downloads 22 of 22. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
And let me type I to see if I can jump to iTunes.
I, Internet Explorer. I-Access Downloader Demo. iTunes.
There's iTunes indeed. I'm pressing Enter.
Enter. iTunes, sources, preview, music, 1 of 4. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys, music.
Now, as I said at the beginning of this demo, I've already got my iPhone plugged in via the USB cable. And because my iPhone is called David, I can just type in the letter D to jump down to David on my source list. So I'm pressing D now.
D. David's iPhone, battery -45% left parent charging right parent closed.
Okay, David's VI iPhone. Now I'm going to press tab to get over to the apps button. So I'm pressing tab now, and I'll keep pressing tab till I get to the apps button.
Tab, button summary radio, button check. Tab, button info radio, button not tab. Button apps radio, button not checked. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Press the space bar to select it.
Space.
And if we just want to check that we've selected it, I'm just going to press tab forward and then shift tab to go back and have it reread.
Tab, button ready, touch shift tab, button apps radio, button checked to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
I did that because I'm really trying to avoid doing specific screen reader commands, because this should work with most screen readers that you use in Windows and not any specific screen reader. Now, the reason why I selected the apps button is because we need to use the apps panel to be able to transfer those two zip files that we've just created over to, in this case, my iPhone. So I'm going to press tab until I get to the apps table, which is a list of apps that are actually on my iPhone that can receive files from my Windows laptop / iTunes. So let me press tab to get over there. I'll keep pressing tab till I get there.
Tab, button ring, tab, button mute, tab, button move, tab, button team, tab, button podcast, tab, button books, rate, tab, button photos, tab, sync apps, checkbox not checked, to check, press space, tab, David's Vi, tab, select apps to be installed on your tab. The apps listed below can transfer documents between your iPhone and this computer. Read only, tab. File sharing apps table tree view to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Area GPS to move through or expand.
Okay, that's the first app that can receive files, that's Ariadne GPS. Now you also might heard it say apps unchecked. That's because this is my Windows laptop and I'm not syncing apps from my Windows machine. I'm only syncing apps with my Mac, with my iPhone. But even though I've got apps unchecked, that doesn't stop me using the file transfer feature of iTunes to transfer Daisy books, in this case, over to my iPhone. So that's down arrow here to get to read to go.
Leo, chest dash wise dash free, Daisy Worm, Downcast, Garage Band, and Daisy, Kindle, List Recorder, Money Reader, Pages, Read to Go.
Now remember, the reason why Read to Go is in this list, as are all the other applications, is the fact that they've been previously installed on my iPhone. If Read to Go, for example, wasn't installed on my iPhone, it wouldn't appear in this list. So if I press tab now.
Tab, read to go, documents, tree view, dragons, underline, nest, underline, left parent, dragons, underline, of, underline, delta, underline, 9780439633734, underline, david.woodbridge, 1 of 11.
Okay, now the files that are actually in this table are already in read to go on my iPhone, and I could actually press the backspace key or in the delete key, as some people call it, to actually get rid of those. So let me just down here and just show you.
Host. Path underline of underline the underline fewer underline 9780671747.
So let's say I want to get rid of that one. If I press the backspace key.
Lang, iTunes dialog. Are you sure you want to delete the selected document from your iPhone? Delete button to activate.
Okay, so we can get rid of it. So in this case, I'm just going to press escape.
Escape. Read to
go.
We're
just going to press the spacebar on the delete button, and that would have deleted out of the iPhone / read to go. And we want to add those two items, so I'm going to press tab.
Tab, add, dot, 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 button.
And press spacebar on add, because we want to add an item, or items in this case, to read to go.
Space, iTunes dialog, file name, colon.
Now the file name, now this is currently pointing to my Vision Australia downloads file. If I press shift tab, it'll just go to that folder. Because I want to go to my Daisy file that I've created previously, I'm just going to type in C:\DAISY. Otherwise, you could navigate to the directory where you've actually zipped up the Daisy books to be transferred over to your iPhone, Touch, or iPad. So let's do enter.
Enter.
And then press shift tab to get to the file list.
Shift tab. List view not selected. Enders game. 1-4.
And then press the down to get past the two first folders. Enders game.
Sydney Morning Herald.
Sydney Morning Herald folder. And down there again.
Enders game.zip.
Enders game.zip. That's the one indeed we want. So I'm going to press enter.
Enter. iTunes, add dot 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 button to activate.
And basically that's now in the process of being added to iPhone / read to go. So let's do that again. I'm going to press spacebar on add.
Space, iTunes dialog, file.
And shift tab to go to the file list because I'm already in that directory already.
Shift tab, list view not selected. Enter.
And let's go down to the Sydney Morning Herald. So pass the first two folders.
The Sydney Morning Herald, enders game.zip.
Pass enders game.zip, down again.
The Sydney Morning Herald, -8-11-2011.zip.
And that's Sydney Morning Herald, so let's press enter to select that one.
Enter. Add dot 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 button to activate, press spacebar.
Now remember, depending on the file size that you're transferring across, it may take a little while. But we want to see if it's there, so let's press shift tab to go to that list of documents that's currently in read to go, and see if it also includes the Sydney Morning Herald, and the Ender's Game Daisy books that we've just transferred across. So pressing Shift-Tab.
Shift-Tab. Read to go documents 3 view post 3 of 13. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, and there's now 13 books in there. So indeed, it's there. Let's just make double sure. So let's down arrow through the books.
Add underline of underline the underline rogue underline squadron underline left parent star underline wars underline x dash win Sydney Morning Herald dash 8 dash 11 dash 2011 dot zip.
Yeah, it's Sydney Morning Herald. And let's just press up arrow to get back up to Ender's Game.
We were young host, Ender's Game dot zip.
And there's Ender Game. So they're already on there. So really, that's all you have to do to get the books on there. And now we can go to Ready to Go to access those Daisy books. So I'm actually going to eject my iPhone out of iTunes. So I'm just going to press F6 on the keyboard, function key 6.
F6, sources preview, David to get back to sources. Battery, colon, 48% left parent,
and I'm going to press
right
Shift-F10, or if you want to, the applications key, so Shift-F10.
Shift-F10, context menu to navigate.
And down arrow.
Eject E.
And I'm going to eject the iPhone.
Enter, leaving menus.
My iPhone's now been ejected. I'm actually just going to close my laptop, and let me grab my iPhone. And let's find my Read to Go application on my screen, and I'm going to just touch the screen on my Read to Go item.
Read to Go.
Okay, there's Read to Go. One finger double tap to open. Of course, I'm running VoiceOver on the iPhone.
Read to Go.
What you'll find when you run Read to Go, it actually has to unpack the books that we've just transferred across. So it may take a little while to come up with the initial screen.
Bookshelf 13, heading.
Okay, so I've got into the bookshelf application and it said 13. So I'm going to touch the top of my screen towards the top of the Read to Go application.
Selected, title, tab, 1 of 3.
Okay, so it's currently, if I flick to the right now, it said title. Flick to the right.
Author, tab, that's 2 author. Of 3. Latest, tab, 3 of
latest.
3.
Latest. Now I'm going to double tap on latest because I want to see my books I've just transferred across up the top of my list. So one finger double tap on latest.
Selected, latest, tab, 3 of 3.
You can either drag your finger down the screen to listen to the titles. In this case, organized by latest, as of the most recent. I'm just going to flick to the right with one finger because I just find sometimes it's a bit easier just going item by item.
Search button. Sydney Morning Herald. Tuesday the 8th of November, 2011. First edition. A-Vision Australia
Herald.
Production. Copyright Fairfax Holdings.
And one more finger flick to the right.
Ender's Game. Orson Scott Card.
And there's Ender's Game. So let's do the Sydney Morning Herald first. So one finger flick to the left.
Sydney Morning Herald. Tuesday the 8th of November, 2011.
Of course, a voiceover command.
Book detail. Bookshelf. Back button.
And if I touch down a third of the way down the screen.
Sydney Morning Herald. Tuesday the 8th of November, 2011. Sydney Morning Herald. Tuesday the 8th of November, 2011.
Sydney Morning Herald. One finger flick
to
the right.
Read button.
And there's the read button. One finger double tap.
Bookshelf. Section. Business. Subsection. General. Headline. Briefs. Takeovers. Beach awash. Beach Energy has been swamped with early acceptances for its $94 million bid for Blade Energy, aimed at cementing Beach's mega and the emerging shale gas potential of the Cooper Basin.
And I've currently got my voice rate set at about 160, so it actually reads the book a little bit faster. And if we come down towards the bottom, and just above the home button, we've got play pause. If I flick to the left.
Previous phrase.
Flick to the left again.
Previous section. Button.
Previous section. So I flick to the right.
Previous phrase.
Flick to the right.
Play pause.
Back to
button,
play. Then we've got
next phrase.
Next
button,
phrase.
Next section.
Next
button.
Section. So I'm going to leave it on next section, and I'm going to do a two-finger double tap to start it reading.
Play.
Airports. Map. Profit. Stiff.
If I do one-finger double
map,
tap.
The majority.
Next
subsection.
Section.
Block lines. Headline.
Section
block
by
line.
Section now.
Last week's G20 summit in Cairns.
Next
subsection.
Section.
Board stush. Headline.
One-finger
signature force to embrace buyback
section.
Terms. But.
Next
subsection.
Section.
Brief. Headline, mining tax battle could go
and
to court
I can do a
by Peter Kerr,
tap
the Gillard go-
pause
to stop it. And of course I could just let it play and sit back and listen to it. So let's get back to the bookshelf to go and select the Ender's Game audiobook. And by the way, the a cappella voice that you'll listen to was Heather. You can also choose the other a cappella voice, which is male, which is Ryan. In another demonstration, I'll actually go through setting up the Read to Go application, but in this demonstration, it's more to do with getting the book from your Windows laptop onto your iOS device, i.e. your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, and listening to your book. So that's the Sydney Morning Herald. As I said, let's go and find Ender's Game. So I'm going to touch the top
bookshelf
left-hand side of the
button.
Screen. That's the bookshelf button. One finger double tap. Let's
bookshelf
go towards the top
13.
And find that
Ender's
title.
Game. Search button. selected, title, tab,
okay,
1 of 3.
Finger flick to the right.
Author, tab, 2 of latest, tab, 3 of 3.
And I'm still going to double tap on latest.
Selected, latest, tab, 3 of 3.
And then one finger flick to the right.
Search, button, selected, Sydney Morning Herald. Tuesday,
the
8th of November, 2011.
Flick to the
first
right.
Ender's Game, Orson Scott Card.
And here's Ender's Game. So one finger double tap to open that.
Book detail, bookshelf, back button.
Okay, let's touch towards the top of the screen.
Ender's Game, Orson Scott Card.
That's the name of the book. One finger flick to the right.
Read button.
There's the read button. One finger double tap.
Ender's
bookshelf button.
Card. About this Daisy book. This Daisy book has been produced by converting an existing analog recording. It may contain references to and artifacts of the original tape recording.
Okay, so rather than getting electronic speech, because this is an audio Daisy book, we're now getting the audio book now reading to us in a Daisy format. So two finger double tap to pause.
Pause.
Let's come down to the home button, go slightly above it.
Play pause.
So there's a play pause, and of course, as with the Sydney Morning Herald Daisy text, one finger flick to the left.
Previous phrase.
Previous phrase.
Previous section. Button.
Previous section. And one finger flick back to the right.
Previous phrase. Play pause. Next phrase. Next section. Button.
Okay, and I'll leave it on next section. So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap to start it playing again.
Play.
If it does not contain page numbers, you can still navigate by
and
using all
the because I've still got the focus
player,
on the next
book
section, one finger double
on the
tap.
Book
next section.
This book is copyright.
One finger double tap.
Has been
next section.
This edition of print book was published by
one
Legend.
One double tap.
This
next
recording
section.
Was made
one
in the audio
tap.
Next section.
It contains a dedication.
Next section.
Dedication.
One finger double tap.
Next section.
Acknowledgement.
One finger double tap.
Next section.
Introduction. Narrator's note. If you wish to skip this introduction and proceed straight to chapter 1.
Yeah, we should do, so let's do one finger double tap again.
Next section.
Chapter 1. Third. Begin alternate typeface. I've watched through his eyes, I've listened through his ears, and I tell you he's the one.
There we go. So we're starting to listen to the board.
That's
what you said about the brother. Double tap.
Pause.
To pause, and of course we can then go back to the bookshelf, the top left-hand side.
Bookshelf button.
A double tap.
Selected bookshelf.
And
13.
We can go and select
Ender's
another
Game. Orson Scott Card.
Daisy book, etc. So that is a quick demonstration of transferring either a Daisy text or Daisy audio book from your Windows laptop using iTunes via a USB cable onto your iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad. The main thing to remember is that you need to zip up the Daisy book that you get, in this case from the Vision Australia Library or the Vision Australia iAccess service, to be able to transfer it over to the, in this case, Read2Go application, in my case on my iPhone. So that concludes this demo for the moment. I'm actually going to close the Read2Go application just by pressing the home button.
Read2Go.
And as I said during the demonstration, there will be a demo on configuring and using the Read2Go application. That concludes this demonstration. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia. Blindness and Low Vision Services.